Many in lockdown say they've really missed community sporting events like weekend footy, netball and basketball. Well, it's also affecting the sporting clubs themselves. Many are in financial strife. Some places, memberships have pretty much disappeared and sponsors running out of cash. David Sparks has more.
A couple of people having a hit in the cricket nets is about as much local sport as you'll see in some parts of the country right now. At the Lakemba Sports Club in southwest Sydney, Ghazi Sangari says the impact of the COVID lockdowns is severe.
I suppose, like every other club, it's catastrophic at the moment. People's mental health, they can't be on the field, they can't be at the park, socialising. We run a lot of programs for ethnic migrants and refugees. The club helps them integrate into society, understanding way of life in Australia. Unfortunately, that's on hold at the moment.
The club's soccer and cricket teams can't practice or play. And with nothing happening, the money's dried up. But the bills still need to be paid.
Financially, it's been hit hard. You know, a lot of the fees haven't been waived and we've had to pay them throughout the year. And some still owing. And we haven't been able to recoup a lot of that money from memberships. A lot of our members pay by installments, where they can. And unfortunately, we can't get that. And the bigger problem now is a lot of struggling families are trying to get refunds where they can to help them get by life at the moment.
In Queensland, the Sunshine Coast Gympie Rugby League was able to play this season after cancelling last year's season. Board member Jody Price says despite getting back on the field, sponsorship dollars are down by about half.
It'll take at least 2 years to catch up again. Especially local leagues run on small business sponsors. Committees of all volunteers, no one's paid. So when small businesses are hurting, that actually in turn hurts the sports community as well.
This pressure is reflected in a new survey by the Australian Sports Foundation, which is a non-profit sports fundraising organisation and charity. It found COVID-19 has hit the country's 70,000 community sports clubs in terms of financial security, lower participation rates and the loss of volunteers. 83% of clubs reported a loss of revenue, with the average decline $18,500. Patrick Walker is the Sports Foundation's chief executive.
So whether it was lower memberships, lack of sponsorships, they can't do fundraising because sport has been shut down, they can't do match day events like canteens because sport hasn't taken place. So almost every revenue stream has declined.
Patrick Walker says we should all be worried about the survival of community sport in Australia.
It's about the physical health of physical activity, the improvement of mental health of physical activity and social cohesion, bringing people together with a like-minded interest. Now, all of those factors will be really important in our own recovery as a country from the impact of the pandemic. We're all suffering challenges in our everyday life, and sport plays such a valuable role in getting people together, in getting people fit and active, in forgetting about everyday worries.
Patrick Walker from the Australian Sports Foundation, ending David Sparks' report.